Okay. What is your name and where you're from?
My name is Meram Susli, and I am from Syria. That's where I was born. I currently live in Australia. I'm Australian as well.
And what do you do?
So I have a degree in science, but what I do is I work as a journalist and a reporter on social media.
So why are you here? You are like as a journalist here?
I'm here as a journalist. I cover a lot of war, Syrian war, Ukraine and Gaza at the moment. I'm also, you know, a big supporter of the multipolar world. So this is why I'm here.
And what do you think about multipolarity? Is it only a dream or it could be a reality?
I think we're already starting to establish it as a reality, especially now that I've been here and I'm seeing all these countries come together. You know, when I was a little girl, I dreamed of world peace, and yesterday and today made me feel like maybe it's a possibility.
And what don't you like in politics of USA and Western countries, and what is dangerous do you think for other countries in such politics?
You know, I'm from Syria, and my country was destroyed by the Western hegemon and the unipolar world. I would like for them to, you know, shed what I believe is the real source of their problems, which is Zionist control. I think that's the only reason that they attacked Syria, and that's why we're seeing a genocide right now on the international stage. So I think the Americans themselves are probably good people, but if they were to shed like these powers, the evangelical Zionist movement, and take back control of their country and bring it back to traditional values, then maybe we can join them into the multipolar world.
And actually about traditional values, not traditional. Do you think is it really a big problem now in the modern world that there are such a LGBT trend so widespread in the world, also in the USA?
I think it's not just even the LGBT. I think in general, like all you know, values have broken down, and people just have no culture anymore and no family values, and nothing has any value anymore. Everything beautiful is ugly. I liken it to an experiment called the rat utopia, where, you know, they like humanity is reaching a stage of a behavioral sink in the West, and that's why the birth rates are so low. We're heading to extinction because these values have destroyed the family and make, you know, everything pointless, really. It's a terrible, I mean, for me, it's very difficult to live in the West because it surrounds me all the time.
And what will you tell to your TV viewer do you write or TV journalist? Where do you write?
I'm independent, so I write for various newspapers. At the moment, I write for El Mayadeen, but I usually use Twitter as a partisan girl. And I have a YouTube channel, Syrian Girl Partisan.
Okay, so what are you going to tell your viewers, your readers, when you come back from this forum?
I say, you know, whatever you think about Russia or Russian politics, there are people here that really share your values and your ideas, and you would be very surprised. So please, like, you should keep an open mind and know that there's hope. Here, there's some people here that are carrying the torch for traditional values and to basically save the West. That is the plan.
And do people in Australia know the truth? What happens really in Ukraine, in Russia?
You know, I think for, interestingly, COVID really woke up a lot of Australians, more than I realized. And these Australians have like really relearned about Ukraine. I'm not going to say that all Australians or the majority of them feel this way, but there's been a growing number ever since COVID, people realizing what's really happening in the world. So it's hopeful.
But so you still have a job and still have a lot of things to do then
you
come back.
I have to say there's work to be done, and we have ideas, so keep posted. We might have some new media coming out.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Just a moment.